You're listening to Heart and Soul, and I'm Jan Baker. Thanks for tuning in. In a moment, we'll hear from our speaker, but first, let's hear one of Charles Wesley's hymns, Rejoice, the Lord is King. Now here's our speaker, the Reverend David Evans. David?
The word repent seems to me to be an exclusively biblical word. It may be a word that you don't fully understand, but the Bible talks a lot about repentance. In fact, we are commanded to repent. In Mark 1 verse 15 we read these words, "The time is fulfilled, and the kingdom of God is at hand. Repent." Our Lord declared that his disciples could prove their love for him by keeping his commandments. He said on one occasion, "If you love me, you will keep my commandments." Now, his commandments are not burdensome and restricting. Obedience to the commandments of the Lord of love makes abundant life possible. It's interesting to note the emphasis on which our Lord began his public ministry. According to Mark's Gospel, Jesus' message came to a climax in the call for repentance and faith. And if we would understand the mind and mission of Jesus, we must clearly understand the meaning of this primary command, this initial invitation. We talk about being born again. We hear words like, you need to be saved, and lots of other things like that. But before we can even begin to understand the experience of salvation or being born again, we have to understand what it means to repent. Some have considered the call to repentance in terms of its being a threat. One could easily get this impression from Jesus' comments about repentance if you have a read of Luke 13 verses 1 to 5. I won't take the time to do that now. In reality, our Lord was inviting his listeners to change their basic fundamental viewpoint and attitude in such a manner as would make it possible for them to participate in the kingdom of God. What does repentance do? Well, firstly, repentance makes forgiveness possible. Throughout the scriptures, repentance and the remission of sin are tied together. There can be no remission of the guilt of sin apart from repentance. In Luke's account of the Great Commission, we hear Jesus saying, "Thus it is written, and thus it behoved Christ to suffer and to rise from the dead the third day, and that repentance and remission of sins should be preached in his name among all nations, beginning at Jerusalem." The Apostle Paul summarized his ministry in the city of Ephesus in terms of preaching repentance toward God and faith towards our Lord Jesus Christ. Apart from repentance, there can be no forgiveness, no salvation, no eternal life. Repentance means changing my mind and changing the way that I live, issuing from the way that I think. Jesus said, as a man thinks in his heart, so is he. That out of the abundance of the heart, the mouth also speaks. So what we say has to be changed. The way we live has to be changed. And that can only happen as it begins with the process called repentance. The second thing about repentance is that continuing repentance makes spiritual growth possible. Some make the fatal mistake of thinking of repentance as being associated only with the initial spiritual experience of conversion. Repeatedly, we hear our Lord urging the churches in Asia Minor to repent. And he was addressing himself to those who entered into the family of God by repentance and faith. The command to repent means more than quitting your meanness. It means to change your mind, the way you think. To repent is to reverse your thoughts, to completely change your mental outlook. The call to repentance is the call to accept the viewpoint of God. The call to repent is the call to look at things as God looks at them and to evaluate them as God evaluates them. Well, might you say, how can I do that? How can I know how God thinks? Obviously, the answer is to get to know the way God thinks by reading his word, because it is adequately displayed there. Repentance results in what we might call a mental transfiguration, transformation, a little bit like the metamorphosis that takes place between the grub and the butterfly stage, a complete transformation, a complete change beginning to take place through repentance, in a spiritual reorientation of your total personality. Now, real repentance touches the springs of our actions. It goes to the source of our motives. And if we would be obedient to our Lord's command to repent, we would be seeking continually to have a proper attitude towards God. We need to reverse our thoughts concerning the nature of sin, for example. After all, the object of repentance is the change of heart and mind and attitude towards that thing called sin. We must see it all in its deadly destructiveness. And of course, you don't have to look far in the world to see how destructive the power of sin is in the life of our community. To genuinely repent is to change your attitude towards yourself. Instead of living a life of self-assertion, getting my own way, we will live a life of self-giving. He who genuinely repents experiences a change of attitude in relationship towards each other. Repentance has been described as a journey from the mind of the flesh to the mind of the spirit. It is that openness of mind and heart to God that makes it possible for us to be more than just natural persons and to become spiritual persons. You know, if we would genuinely be Christian, we must seriously take our Lord's command to repent. Wherever the word of God was proclaimed in the New Testament, repent was the first step. On the day of Pentecost, the Apostle Peter declared after the wonderful manifestation of the Spirit of God, got up and spoke to the people and said, "Repent therefore and be baptized every one of you in the name of Jesus Christ for the remission of sins, and you shall receive the gift of the Holy Spirit." Repentance is so vital. Your mind and my mind naturally is away from God. In other words, to get back to God, we have to turn around, and repentance is accompanied by that experience called conversion. Jesus came to die for us. He came to make it possible for us to repent. He came to make it possible for us to live in eternal bliss with our Father God. But if we live with Him, we have to live by His rules. The way we do that is by allowing that transformation to take place in our lives and our circumstances. God can take any sin, any bondage, any habit that is binding our lives and stopping us from entering into the good things in life, if we will come to the place called repentance. Jesus said, "Repent and believe the gospel." Today you can do that. You can turn your heart to the Lord and you can say, "Lord Jesus, give it to me to repent. Grant unto me that spirit of repentance," and then begin to do it. Begin to take note of where you are. Begin to take note of your attitudes, not in a condemnatory sort of way, but in a self-examination before God. Ask Him to receive your repentance and then begin to live by turning over your life to Jesus and doing it His way. May God bless you and help you to live for Him. Let's pray. Father, I pray that your Spirit will take these words today and that you would bring a repentance into the hearts of those who listen, so that your blessing might be their experience. We ask this in Jesus' name. Amen.
no one understands like Jesus, the Don Marsh Singers.